Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mark Bruno, Buffalo teacher at Riverside High School, is with us this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Another act of violence at a Buffalo school. The latest one yesterday morning outside Lafayette High School. Mark, we've been talking about school violence for a long time. It seems like it's an age-old problem. The trend does not appear to be slowing. What, if anything, is being done?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. For one thing, I just want to give my regards to all the teachers, staff, and students at Lafayette. This is a horrible thing to go through. We went through a stabbing at Riverside earlier in the year, and I keep trying to remind people, these are schools. This is not Fight Club. This is not Thunderdome. This is not a UFC match. These are schools where parents expect their, sons and daughters to, go there and be safe and return home safely. So, I think first and foremost, this all starts at home. We have a crisis with parenting across this nation that I think is getting worse and worse. I think screen time with students, some spending 10, 12 hours a day playing violent video games, is another major issue. But also, I think if you look at the district throughout my whole career, because I've been speaking about school safety and school violence for almost a decade and a half at board meetings, et cetera, it's usually downplayed. It's always said it's an isolated incident, et cetera. And, when you walk in City Hall where the superintendent's office is, there's armed security guards at City Hall. You don't ever hear about, violence at city halls across the nation. But we're hearing about, escalated violent incidents more and more in schools across the country. And, where are our elected officials, our local, state, and federal officials addressing this issue? Because I'm kind of getting tired of people saying it's an isolated incident, because it's not. Maybe the stabbings and shootings are, but the physical violence is not an isolated incident in Buffalo Public Schools.
You mentioned armed guards. I mean, is it your opinion that an incident like what we saw yesterday with this fight that turned into a stabbing just simply wouldn't have happened if there was some sort of police presence there?
Well, I mean, I think we all have to ask ourselves this question. If you have not just a police officer who's parked in their car after school, a police officer who is specially trained to deal, to work with students, to work at a school, who works at the school every single day, especially our high schools in Buffalo, where you're seeing a lot of these incidents occur. Would the McKinley shooting have happened? Would the Riverside stabbing have happened? Would the stabbing yesterday have happened at Lafayette if there was an officer not just parked down the street, if you follow me, one that's assigned to the building every single day, that knows the students, that knows if maybe there's trouble brewing, that builds relationships with the students. We used to have police at schools in Buffalo, that at mine specifically, and other high schools. And the Board of Education, you know, and the district under Dr. Cash, without ever going into schools and saying, hey, do you want these people in the schools or do you not want them? You know, you had a couple special interest groups who demonized police a couple of years ago, and they pulled them out of, you know, police officers out of, you know, the remaining schools that they were at. And what have we seen since? A shooting and a stabbing at McKinley, a stabbing at Riverside, and now a stabbing at Lafayette. So the Board of Education, you know, I think needs to start coming into schools and meeting with people who actually work in schools, you know, the faculty, and saying, hey, is this something you want in your school? And I think at schools like mine, from the principal on down to, you know, the staff, the majority of the people who work in the buildings want more protection. We want to keep our kids safe. You know, schools should be an environment that's both safe and conducive to learning. And you're not seeing that in many Buffalo public schools currently.
You know, Mark, I feel like we've had this conversation before about putting security outside schools. Why isn't it happening?
Well, I think for one of the problems, you know, the major problem is we have a huge communication problem. I've worked in the district for 24 years. Not once has a superintendent come or a board member come to a mandatory faculty meeting, you know, where all the staff in my school is present, and asked three simple but very important questions. What's working? What's not working? What can we do to help your specific school? So I just think that, you know, there's no communication at all. You have this, you know, kind of top-down decision-making, and, you know, it's just, it hasn't worked. And every superintendent that I've worked for has downplayed violent incidents at my school. Even when the stabbing happened at Riverside, I had to demand the superintendent come into our school. She wasn't going to come in. When she did come in, she took selfies of herself in the elevator smiling 2 days after a student was stabbed in the face, and never met with the staff. You know, walked around the building for 10 minutes and left. We filed a safety grievance at Riverside 2 years ago. It took 18 months for that to be heard by the superintendent. Is that taking safety and security at schools seriously, when you file a grievance saying we have all of these serious security measures and it takes 18 months to hear the grievance? And guess what happened? The day after the grievance, three massive fights broke out, and the next week the stabbing happened. So it wasn't like we were making these things up. So, you know, Buffalo is a very dysfunctional school district, and it has been my entire career. And that's because it seems like no one working at City Hall seems to care about us. And, you know, actions speak louder than words. If you care, start going into schools and start asking those three questions to the staffs around the district, not just my school, but every school.
Well, Mark, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Mark Bruno is a teacher in the city of Buffalo, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.